Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Lord, your kingdom has broken into our troubled world through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son. Help us to hear your word and obey it, so that we may become instruments of your redeeming love. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 63 responsively. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a barren and dry land, where there is no water.
Therefore I have gazed upon you in your holy place, that I might behold your power and your glory.
For your loving kindness is better than life itself. My lips shall give you praise.
So will I bless you as long as I live, and lift up my hands in your name.
My soul is content, as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips.
When I remember you upon my bed, and meditate on you in the night watches.
For you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice.
My soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from 1 Corinthians. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them, and they were struck down in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not become idolaters, as some of them did, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. And do not complain as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. These things happened to them to serve as an example, and they were written down to instruct us on whom the end of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing, watch out that you do not fall. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out, so that you may be able to endure it. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, that they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In today's psalm, we hear David's longing for God. "O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water." David's words bring to mind such a vivid image of his need and longing for God. "My soul thirsts for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water." Is this true for you and for me? Do we thirst for God as for water in a dry land? Have you ever been without water? Maybe you're on the road driving and you would like a drink of water. As you reach down for your water bottle, you realize that you forgot to refill it at the last stop. "Oh, it's okay. I'll be at my next stop soon. No worries." The only thing is that the very thought of not having any water starts to nag at you, kind of like drip, drip, drip. It hasn't really been all that long, but now not having any water available makes us aware of how thirsty we are. I see some of you reaching for your water bottles. Yes, you have water. What does it feel like to be thirsty in a dry land where water is scarce? This is an all too common experience for most people around the world. Safe drinking water is scarce. What does it mean for those living in the Central Valley of California, where the water table has dropped 140 feet in the last 2 years, resulting in over 1,000 water wells going dry? One day they turn on their tap and nothing comes out. It's hard to imagine. For us, on the other hand, in San Diego, even though we are under water restrictions, we still can simply turn on the tap and fresh water pours out. So it may be difficult for us to feel the urgency, the desperation of what the lack of water feels like. Is that what our relationship with God is like also? Because we know that God loves us and is always there for us, just like water on tap, we can become complacent. Do we sometimes act as though it's okay, God will be there when I need God, I just have to turn on the tap? What does it feel like to be thirsty in a dry land where water is scarce? Yes, water is essential for life. About 60% of our bodies are water, and every day we need to find water, that life-giving source, in order to live. Is this like our daily need for God? that daily, without the source of life, we cannot survive? Do we, you and I, spend as much time drinking in God's love, God's care for us, as we do drinking water? Is this true for you and for me? Do we thirst for God as for water in a dry land? Do we search for God like one who is drilling an 1,800-foot well, spending all that they have and borrowing against the future in the hopes that they will find water, the physical necessity of life? Do we search for God like those who are dying of thirst search for water, relentlessly searching for that relationship with God, knowing that only God can satisfy us, that God alone is what we truly thirst for? You know, we are not alone in this longing for relationship. God longs for a relationship with us too. And how do we respond? Not now, I'm busy. I'll make time later. No, I'm busy tomorrow too. Let me look at my calendar. How long will God wait for our calendars to open up? God may have eternity, but do we? And what does God say? What did God say to the Israelites in Babylon? Those in exile were the elites, the leaders, and during the 70 years in exile, they had gotten kind of comfy. They had raised their children and started businesses. They had become part of the fabric of the Babylonian economy. Even though they were in exile, they created a comfortable life for themselves. When it became possible for them to return home, they dawdled. They lingered. They were in no hurry to return home. What did God say to the Israelites, to those in exile? In Isaiah, we hear God calling, "Ho, over here, remember me? Is anyone thirsty? Come, come, everyone who's thirsty, come. Come to the waters. And you, you that have no money, come. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourselves in rich food." Are we like those in exile, like aliens in a foreign land? Is that how it is for us? Have we become comfortable in the ways of the world, binging on worldly food, spending our money for that which does not nourish us? Have we been squandering our labor, that is, our time, on that which does not satisfy us? God is calling us too. "Ho, over here, remember me? Is anyone thirsty? Come, come, everyone who's thirsty, come, come to the waters." This is what Lent is all about. Turning around, changing your mind and your ways, making space for a relationship with God. Let us pray. Here we are before you, Lord. We are always before you. You hold in mind each one of us as if there were no one else in the world. But we are often unaware of your presence. Here, together, coming to meet with you, we become conscious of you as the reality, the true basis of life. Amen.